AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump, First Lady Melania Trump, and Vice President Mike Pence are in Naples, Florida, checking the damage caused by Hurricane Irma.
I just want to tell you, we are there for you 100%. I'll be back here numerous times. I mean, this is a state that I know very well, as you understand, and these are special, special people, and we love them.
They're also handing out food and supplies and meeting with people impacted by the storm.
Don't forget to take a sandwich.
I have had
a sandwich. How about for your dog? Have one for your dog.
Irma is being blamed for 25 deaths in Florida, including 8 people who died in a Hollywood nursing home after the storm. City spokeswoman Raylan Story says police and others are investigating what happened.
We're looking into the temperature inside the facility, the staffing inside the facility, and all of the conditions inside the facility in the hours leading up to this situation.
Story says the home was operating on limited electricity. Its central air conditioning system was not fully functional. Staff tried to cool some of the areas with portable air conditioners. An explosion during a training exercise has injured a number of U.S. Special Operations Forces at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. Soldiers were taken to the base of Womack Army Medical Center for treatment. Lieutenant Colonel Rob Bockholt, a spokesman for the U.S. Army Special Operations Command, says he doesn't know yet the number of soldiers injured or how badly they've been hurt. He also could not say what exactly caused those injuries. The Treasury Department says a concern about secure communications is what prompted Secretary Steve Mnuchin to inquire about using a government plane for his European honeymoon last month. The department says the request was withdrawn because a secure communications option was identified without having to use a government plane. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 50. This is AP Radio News. Consumer prices were up by nearly 0.5% in August. Mike Hempen has details.
Increases in gas and housing costs boosted consumer prices by 0.4% last month, the biggest increase since January. The jump could have been an indication that inflation is increasing, but the figures may have been distorted by Hurricane Harvey. The Labor Department isn't saying whether last month's 6% increase in gas prices resulted from the storm. Harvey disrupted oil refineries on the Gulf Coast and pushed up average gas prices nationwide at the end of the month. But the government collects price data throughout the month. Mike Hemp in Washington.
SpaceX has put together a blooper video showing how not to land an orbital rocket booster. Set to John Philip Sousa's March the Liberty Bell, the 2-minute video shows rockets exploding at sea and over land. The opening blast from 2013 is even synchronized to the music. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.